the telephone. Hello? Hello? Is Bernie down? I don't think I'm on this show. I'm here with a Bernie Ferner.
Welcome, everyone, to Big Juju Media Late Night Radio. I'm Jordan McNamara for News to News Radio. Tonight, I have a special guest with me, Pastor Bernard Ferner of Blessed Souls Ministries. The pastor claims that what he does is he's involved in deciphering Jesus and God. Some of us would really like to know what that means. So we're going to talk about that tonight. What makes him such an expert on God, you know? Does he even read the Bible? How does he know what it says? Does he have a direct line to God? Does he think he's God? How rich is he? You know these mega church leaders out there? Their ministry's worth about $100 million, and then they're worth about 10 or 20 or 30 million. New York Times bestsellers, all their audios and DVDs and all their damn books they sell. I thought the Bible was enough. Seems to be a lot of deciphering going on. Maybe the Bible was written to be confusing in the first place. It's practically a neoliberal dream to have a best-selling book that no one can understand. Anyway, we're going to get into these topic areas and more.
Am I on the phone?
Pastor Bernard Ferner, welcome to the show.
Yes. Oh, hello. Thank you for having me on News to News Radio. I'm Pastor Bernard Ferner.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone.
Yes, thank you, Pastor, for being on. So now,
yeah, thank you.
Tell us what it means
yes?
to be deciphering Jesus and God, as you say.
Oh, well, it's actually not a funny joke. I don't know why you're laughing at Pernia.
No,
but,
I wasn't.
If that was a laugh of joy, then that would be of God. But if you're trying to make a joke of Pernia, then you need to listen, Pernia.
Well, that's why we have you on the show, so we can listen to what you have to say. So tell us, what does it mean to decipher Jesus and God?
Well, what it means is that Pernid read the Word of God. Got my Bible right here. I usually begin with Holy Word when I do a scriptural reading from the Bible. Just to give you a little background about Pernid. The reason why Pernid is able to decipher Jesus and God is Pernid is anointed and appointed.
Okay.
I went to the school of the Holy Ghost, and I've been blessed by Holy Ghost fire. Came down and blessed Pernid to be able to decipher the Bible. Because I am anointed and appointed, I go into cross-citation and bibliotechnics.
Okay.
Those are two methods of deciphering that are special to Pernid. God specially gave those talents to Pernid under the power of grace. The Lord has the power of grace, and so that is why that Pernid is able to read the Bible better than anybody else, because Pernid is knows the Word of God.
Well, that's the next question I want to ask you, is if you can read it and know it better than anyone else, decipher it, as you say.
Right.
Then why do they keep printing the damn thing?
Well, you know.
Why do we have a Bible? Why does anyone need one if we can all just listen to you?
Well, I think we can look to the Bible for the answer for that in 2 Samuel 15 and under 15:13. David flees. It says, a messenger came and told David, the hearts of the men of Israel are with Absalom.
Oh, boy.
And then David said to all his officials who were there with him in Jerusalem, come, we must flee, or none of us will escape from Absalom. We must leave immediately, or he will move quickly to overtake us and bring ruin upon us and put the city to the sword. So I think that right there explains the answer to your question there, Jordan.
Okay, well, I'm going to play devil's advocate with... a man of God and say it didn't answer the question at all. So,
well, I just...
You want to try that again? Why should anyone...
do not believe this?
Read the Bible if we can just listen to you.
Because it is the word of God, of Jesus and God, with Pernod, as it says in 1 Samuel. A great many people think that they are thinking when they are merely rearranging their prejudices.
Right, you know,
it just... it's all right here in the Bible, and, you know, okay. In Ruth, under Naomi and Ruth, Ruth run cabbage, a familiar kitchen garden vegetable, about as large and as wide as a man's head. I mean, it's all right here in the Bible, Jordan. You know, I'm just going to keep reading this. In politics,
well,
never retreat,
I'd
never
like
retract,
to move on to
never
a,
admit
a different
a mistake.
Question.
Let's see, business, it's quite simple. It's other people's
Pastor.
Money. It's all right here in the Bible, okay?
Pastor, I'd like to move on to the next question, if that's okay.
Oh, all right, yes. Please continue. Bless you. Bless you, Jordan. Continue.
Yeah, I will. So, I guess the real question is, what does anything from the Bible have to do with what's going on today? You know, with, like, we've got all kinds of problems in politics, the economy, education. We got a new president.
Yeah.
You know, what does anything in the Bible have to do with what's going on now since the Bible was written so long ago?
Okay, well, we're just going to turn back to the Bible because it does tell us everything we need to know.
Right.
In James, the servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, talks about the trials and temptation, listening and doing, taming the tongue, the elders and young men, the suffering for doing good, wives and husbands, living for God. These are all things, Jordan, that we at Blessed Souls Ministries see that need to be promoted. And that's why I do Blessed Souls Ministries, Disciples of Jesus and God. with Disciples of Jesus and God. And I do cross-citation, bibliotechnics. We have people sending their Lord-endorsed tithings and sending all their money because Jesus needs their money.
Why?
So he can bless the holiness with his power.
Why does Jesus
come
need
down
money?
On high from the sky and bless people in this realm? And that's what scriptural power can do with the power of the tongue when we tame the tongue with the Lord, with our Lord-endorsed funds, and it all just runs together through prayer.
Okay, Pastor, I just got to ask you, what on earth, no pun intended, what did Jesus and God need
kind
with our, you know, money from the earthly realm, from the realm of mankind? What on earth is Jesus going to do with cash and credit cards
all
and...
Right.
What does God need our money for? He's so all-powerful.
Yes, well, what is happening now on the world plane is that the demons of darkness have convinced people that Jesus and God don't need money.
Okay.
Because if we don't take money away from the big government and give it to the people in the red states who are toothless, who are in the Congregation of Blessed Soul Ministry, you know, they sit there watching Pernod on their Barca lounger, their broken down couch, and they got a washing machine on the front porch and a broken toilet on the back porch, and neither one of them work.
Okay.
You know, they live at a half wide and a single wide. They got all kinds of bloated fat rolls coming out all over the place. They're eating pizza and pot roast frozen foods from the center aisles of grocery stores, and they just sit there on their couch like a big old lump, like a dead lump, and they watch Pernian, and I reach through with that power of grace that I have to reach to their soul, their depths, and let them know that they are not left behind, that they are not just a you know, piece of trash, piece of, you know, stuck gum water, a piece of dog duty on the bottom.
Jerry, see you
on someone's
shoe,
you know, when a dog go comfort or a dog have the windy comfortables. Pernod lets the people who watch Pernod know that, you know, put your beer down, put your cigarettes down.
Right.
Stop having out of wedlock sex and having sex with your cousins and your brothers and sisters, and stop looking at the porn and the butts and the boobies, and you need to watch Pernod talk about the word of God and send in your money, because you don't know what to do with it. All you're going to do is buy more pizza to fill up your big fat ass with all your pockmarks on your face,
Pastor,
and your meth addiction and everything.
Pastor, I got to interrupt you. Aren't these people the sinners the Bible talks about? And it sounds like you're kind of
What?
You know, ticked off.
Yes.
That they're broken down and you know, all the things you described.
Well, they're sin.
Isn't that what the poor, the tired, the weak, the helpless,
that's
the
right.
defenseless.
They're
you know, filth. Isn't that what the sinners, you know, live like before they get saved
that
and everything?
Is right.
So if they're not saved, then why are you expecting them to be something that they're not already? Why? It sounds like you're pretty judgmental.
No. Parents not judgmental. See, when Jesus had the resurrection when he was crucified,
right,
he
right.
was up on the cross because he was filled with all the sins of the world. And he got bloated up like a big Macy's Day float.
Really?
And he was filled with the sins of the world. And that was Jesus. And he kept getting bigger and bigger until finally one day he exploded on the cross.
Okay.
And Jesus blew up. And that was like the second big bang. You know, like there was the flood and we could have a second flood.
Is this in the Bible?
To wipe the slate clean. And that's what happened when Jesus exploded, and then he resurrected up into the mothership of the UFOs with the monkey race, and then he flew away in a balloon, and came down with all the rainbows, and all the holy chicken bunnies for partying, and made everybody much blessed and happy,
to live
like Pernie do in Pernie Land, with Blessed Souls Ministries, and everything's easy, you know, Pernie don't have to work too hard in Pernie's life, because Pernie is blessed, because Pernie knows that Pernie is saved. The sinners don't know that they're saved, even though they are saved. And maybe one day they can have a worldwide ministry like Pernian, and I have billions and trillions of followers. Pernian has done the work to have my worldwide ministry, and I didn't get a wish.
Okay.
And people are filled with sin and filth, and they need to keep their respect for the Bible and keep it clean of filth and germs and dust, buddies.
Okay, but I just really want to get back to my main question, which is, I got two main questions. Why should anyone listen to you with all this deciphering of Jesus God? And then, as long as they're listening to you, why do we need all these Bibles printed year after year? I mean, don't we have enough? We must have it. There must be a billion Bibles printed by now. I don't understand why
that's
we need
wonderful.
To keep polluting this earth that God created
and
making it, you know, it seems like we're just moving farther away from the Garden of Eden by printing more Bibles and more audio programs and DVDs and movies. It's just like, it seems
media.
That Christians want a lot of entertainment
than
just the Word of God.
I think that this is a typical response from the liberal media to try to attack Christians and Christianity
and the
church.
I'm just asking.
You are a demon from hell.
Okay.
You sound like a hypocrite. Now, Pernie don't know you. Pernie not judging you. You sound like a Pharisee.
Really?
Because out of everything that you could ask, why would you ask something so dumb about why we print Bibles? How are we supposed to know the Word of God unless we have a Bible? Okay? I mean, hello? Are you a dumb cluck or what?
Well, I'm going to return the question to you. Are you a dumb cluck? How many people in your congregation can actually read?
I do not believe this. Pretty don't know if anyone in my congregation can read because, you know, if they're going to be blessed, then the Word of God will just come to them like it did to Pretty with the Spirit of the Holy Ghost working through Holy Ghost fire.
You don't see any problem with the fact that people can't read, you know, if they can't read, chances are they probably can't think, they can't reason, they can't make decisions.
Well,
so, you know, how do you explain that? Why do they vote against their own best interests?
First of all these questions are of the world, where, you know, this is Satan's realm, this world.
Okay.
And he puts all kinds of bad thoughts and questions in our head, and he wants them...
In my head?
To grow and sprout out like a bad pumpkin on Halloween until it gets all carved with an evil face. and makes an evil-faced Pernie and all spooky and scary. And that's the demon, that's the devil, the Satan in hell, who tries to scare us with doubt. Mm-hmm. See, now, the core of what you're talking about here, Jordan, is doubt. Doubt is not faith.
Okay.
Anything that is not a faith is a sin.
Okay.
And every real Christian know that. Every real Christian, even your questions are not faith. See, anything, doesn't matter what it is, anything that is not of faith is a sin, says Pernid of Jesus God.
Okay, well, then I'm going to throw it back right at you. Money isn't faith, so does that make money a sin?
Why does
God need money if it's not faith?
No.
Does he have little faith himself?
No, none of what you're saying is making sense because it has nothing to do with the Word of God. See, if it's not the Word of God, then it is sin. It does not matter. It is of the devil in his...
I guess I can't say anything tonight.
...hell of smoking fire brimstone of sin. And what we need to remember is that our Lord-endorsed funds come through Pernian and go to the Cayman Islands, which is not the Panama Island.
Oh, well, of course.
But the Cayman Islands, where we wash the monies, the Lord-endorsed funds go through our laundering process like a washing machine.
What?
We launder them. We,
you launder
we cleanse
the money.
Them of the filth and the germs and the dust bunnies.
How did I know?
And we make the holiness come back that the faith is instilled in the special soul of the currency. Because the money is just, you know, it's just nothing, Jordan. It's just nothing. Money don't mean anything, Pernia. It don't mean anything to Jesus and God. We don't need money. So when we ask for money, that means we are valuing God and Jesus with Pernia in the church. Because we don't care about money. And that's why we ask people to send it in.
Okay, Pastor. Nothing you're saying is making any sense. You tend to speak in circles and non sequiturs.
Oh, my goodness.
And
Demon out, I rebuke thee in the name of Jesus. Pernit is speaking the word of God. It's a holy miracle coming down from on high into the heart of Pernit. Pernit, just want to ask you a question, Jordan.
All right.
Jordan, is it okay, Pernit, ask you a question?
You can go ahead and ask me any damn question you want.
It's not very Christian language, but Pernit, I'm going to ask you anyway. What do you think about Pernian being on your show? Do you like Pernian?
Well, the reason I wanted you on is because, you know, you do have a big mega church. You've got a lot of followers.
Oh, billions and trillions.
You're doing your TV show, Blessed Souls Ministries, Deciphering Jesus and
Praise
God.
Jesus,
you've got another TV show with Pastor Catherine Tignanamalu.
Special Soul Sunday,
and that show is called Special Soul Sunday.
Yeah,
you're
right.
On Big Juju Media Radio Show.
Yes.
You got your own Twitter, your own Facebook page. So, sort of like you've got a following.
Well,
I wanted to know more about you, that's all.
Well, thank you very kindly. Bless you, Jordan. Bless you for having Pernie down talk about the Word of God, Jesus and God, Pernie.
Yeah, and I got to say, so far in the interview, I mean, we're almost, you know, more than halfway through.
Yeah.
I don't believe you've actually answered a question directly.
Oh, no,
you don't seem to have made any point. Like I said before, you speak in circles, and I understand what you're saying.
No.
You know, from your point of view about faith. If it's not a faith, it's a sin.
Well,
but you're not
true.
Making any sense to the people out Pernia there in
is
my
making
audience
perfect sense. I read the
who,
Bible, the Word
you know,
of God, of Jesus
Christian,
God with Pernia.
Maybe they're another religion.
Oh my God.
But, you know, I'm just asking because I want as many people as possible to understand what you're saying in a way that makes sense.
I am so stressed right now to hear that there are people listening in who are not Christian. Pernia is so stressed, I need my pink squishy to help her to come. That's my pink squishy.
Okay.
Pink squishy helped her come down. My pink squishy
is
like
the final
a little
piece
pink
of the puzzle.
Demon. And it looks like a little pink demon pig with bulged out eyes, a little pig nose. And when Pernia squeeze the pink squishy like this, its face kind of explodes, and that make Pernit laugh to see it's like a little demon exploding. So it's like Pernit's little stress relief.
Okay, well.
Big squishy.
Well, what I think is coming to mind for me with the pink squishy and just the way you talk. It sounds familiar, kind of like someone who thinks he's the president of the United States trying to run the country. You both talk like 3-year-olds.
Kurt, I do not hear you.
And
you
got a pink squishy and he needs a pacifier. Yeah. And it's no wonder the country's going to hell. It's no wonder your congregation's so dumb that they keep voting against their own best interests.
You
I really don't understand if they're too dumb to listen to you and do what the Bible says, then they're going to be too dumb for society. So what are we supposed to do with all these people who are basically, and this is my wording, seem to be damned to hell forever?
That's right.
Why not make money off of them? You know, like Ann Coulter's always selling a new New York Times bestseller. You know, Fox News is always making money by advertising to their audience.
And
it's all advertising driven. It's all driven by getting the people to vote against their own best interests. So the politicians are basically, you know, bought and paid for by the billionaires, the top 1%, who are basically buying politicians because, you know, they get deals in the back room. What does any of this have to do with the Bible?
Oh, are you done now? So, Perry just want to say in Proverbs, this is Perry's biblical response of biblical proof and evidence, responding to what all that gobbledygook you just said. Perry don't know what you say, but it says in Proverbs 30:10, do not slander a servant to his master. He will curse you and you will pay for it. There are those who curse their fathers and do not bless their mothers. There are those pure in their own eyes, yet are not cleansed of their filth, and whose eyes are ever so haughty, whose glances are so disdainful, those whose teeth are swords and whose jaws are set with knives.
I should just leave for a few minutes, make some coffee, and come back.
You know, that just sounds like you.
Are you done yet? So, well, I don't think it sounds like me. You know, if I didn't say it, it's not me. You know, kind of like touche to your, if it's not a faith, it's a sin. What do you think of that?
Well, I think I have a scripture on that right here. It says in, Jesus walks on the water when evening came, his disciples went down to the lake. Everything is in the Bible. I think
if you would read
the Bible, you would feel much blessed and the grace would come. And
I don't think my patience is in the Bible tonight.
You know, and then you would not be like the Pharisees who go to church and just want to, you know, they're filled with dead, dry religion, and they're just filled with the world. And Perna just knows that they do vote against their own best interests.
That's what I'm saying.
They spend their money on everything other than the Word of God, with Jesus God and Perna.
Okay.
And that's why we ask them to send in their money, because what are they going to do with it but buy more food to fill up their big
cigarettes,
ass stomach with? They're going to buy more drugs, more painkillers. They're on the meth.
Exactly.
They're on the cocaine. They're on crack.
Okay, well, this
they're
is good.
On, you know, nasal.
Glad to hear that.
What's it called? Nasal sinus bath salts.
The bath salts.
They sniff bath salts up their nose. And that ain't nice. And all of that is sin. And so instead of having them give in to Satan in their addictions, pretty use a little biblical psychology and have them part with their money and send it to Jesus instead, so that Pernod can bless the Lord-endorsed funds so they don't spend it on drugs and pornography and gambling and their drinking addiction and their shopping addiction and their video game addiction their addictions that are wasting money when that money could go to help the poor. Right. And, you know, they make themselves poor by spending money on stuff they don't need.
Right.
And then they're out of money. And then when they're out of money, they can't send it to Pernod. And then when they don't send it to Pernod, you know, Pernod is still blessed. Whether they send in their money or not, Pernod's lifestyle is not going to change. Okay, I am saved. I am atoned. I am anointed and appointed and atoned for my sins. I know I'm saved. I know I'm more than a conqueror. Okay, and I no longer feel bad about other people's bad choices. So they just need to get their butt in the pew and bless themselves ministries and part with that money instead of spending it on food that's going to fill up their big fat ass with and give it to Jesus and God.
Okay, Pastor, thank you for the end of that monologue. I just want to ask you if you think that they're spending money on things they don't need.
Yeah.
Doesn't that include spending their money on how many Bibles do they need? I see some people have not just one Bible, they got several Bibles. They're buying audio tracks, they're buying DVDs, they're buying Christian merchandise, like the shirts,
oh, that's right, yes.
You know, Jesus pins and hats and everything.
Oh,
they're spending
it.
Money on that. How is that helping them?
It's very helpful.
When maybe if they didn't buy that and just sent the money they would spend on that and send it to you instead.
Oh.
What do you think of that?
Well, I think that whenever Christians spend money on Christian goods and services, it pleases God. Especially when they do buy it in the Blessed Souls Ministry store. Because we have a holy watch on those monies and funds, and we make sure that a generous percentage of that
goes
directly to the people in need. Uh-huh. And we protect that from the big government by running those funds through our Cayman Islands office, and it's not the Panama. We're certainly not going to run our funds and our holy church funds through the state of California, New York, or any of these high-tax liberal blue states who don't care about the red state people trying to, you know, this is just another way that the red states, the big government, and the liberals attack Jesus and God with Pernian. They want to take all the money and put it into sin and filth.
No, I disagree. I think that if a church is going to get into money and politics, then we need to revoke their nonprofit status, and they ought to pay taxes.
Absolutely.
And they ought to shut up about politics because they're not in the business of politics. You're supposed to be only about God and nothing else. Doesn't your own scripture say submit to God, resist the devil? Why are so many churches always talking about hellfire and brimstone and sin?
Well,
it seems to me that the Christians in the church are more judgmental than the people they think aren't Christians who aren't going to church because they're too busy not going to church, but they're serving in the world, being Christ-like, being loving, being giving. And those are the people that seem to me to be more Christian than the people who actually go to church. And, you know, they're always grumbling and complaining and angry. Why are so many Christians so angry?
You know, it does say in Leviticus, do not go about spreading slander among your people. Do not do anything that endangers your neighbor's life. I am the Lord. Do not hate your brother in your heart. Rebuke your neighbor frankly so you will not share in his guilt. And that was part of doing right now is rebuking you in the name of Jesus. Everyone needs to send it all their money to Pernian Ferner. You know, Pernian
could
walk down Fifth Avenue of New York and probably shoot everyone with a machine gun, and the Christians would still follow Pernian because we need to send in all your money to Blessed Souls Ministries and give that money to Jesus, because Jesus needs you to stand your ground and shoot the demons in hell with your holy guns for Jesus and get the prayers running and the Bibles running, and we will not ever submit to the devil.
Well, I just gotta ask you, Pastor, why isn't God enough? What the hell do you need a gun for? Isn't God enough for you?
God and the Bible are the only weapons we need to stand against the demon and darkness and Satan in hell. And that's why we use our guns, to make sure the devils know that we mean business, because Jesus is coming to get you. Coming to get you.
No.
And Jesus is pissed off at you for sinning.
You know what this sounds like to me? It sounds like you are the one who's pissed off. It sounds like you are the one who thinks you need guns, because it sounds like you don't believe that God is enough. And I think your followers don't believe that God is enough. I don't think anyone going to any mega church who buys all the books and the audios and the DVDs and all of that nonsense, you know, these people, they're biblically illiterate.
Oh, my God.
And why can they not remember from weekend to weekend, from Sunday to Sunday, that they are saved? Jesus died to save them and everyone else from all their sins according to their own book, which of course they can't read, and they can't remember no matter how many times you tell them, no matter how much money they send in. They don't believe they're forgiven.
Need to send
they
their money.
Don't believe in God. If they believed in God, they would live very differently than the way they do, and they drop their guns, don't you think?
Jordan, thinking is not a faith, and that is why it is a sin.
Oh, my God.
Praise Jesus!
Okay, cut him off. Pastor, I want to thank you for being on the show tonight. It's been, I don't know what it's been, but that explains everything. You know, I don't think he heard one word I said. He didn't answer any of my questions in a way that made sense. Does that sound familiar to any of you out there? You ever try talking to a Christian? It's kind of like, well, and you know the ones that come to your door, they proselytize, you know, they want to convert you. How do they know you're not the second coming? Can you imagine those missionaries, right? Coming to your door. And what are they going to do if they ever knock on a door and Jesus answers? What are they going to do? Try and tell Jesus this edited, mistranslated story, a bunch of gobbledygook crap from the Bible? They wouldn't recognize Jesus if they knocked on the door and he answered. I don't believe a word of any of this. So that's it for this edition of News to News Radio. I'm Jordan McNamara. I'm Big Juju Media. Late nights with Jordan McNamara on News to News Radio. You can catch us on BigJujuMedia.com and Facebook.com/BigJujuMedia, Twitter.com/BigJujuMedia, Instagram.com/BigJujuMedia, and even YouTube.com/BigJujuMedia. Those are all our social media channels. I don't want you to get too excited thinking that it's going to be easy to go on there and follow all of us, Big Juju Media. Because Pernod is going to be there, so you're going to have to deal with that. Catherine's going to be there. Everyone from Big Juju Media is going to be there, so thank you for listening tonight to Big Juju Media, Late Nights with Jordan McNamara, News to News Radio.